This song is an example of taking three chords and having a whole composition that sounds like it's going places when it not really is, not musically anyway. If anybody can play three chords, they can play this song. And it's nice when that happens. And it's one of the things you learn as a songwriter, that you can change, you can have the cake, but it's the icing that changes. It's the ear candy. It's always some little twist on those chords. Here is exactly the same as the verse. It's identical. I just changed the melody, added a celeste, which is a keyboard, and then I bring it down to a really rock feel. Same chords. Nothing's changed. Rest. Same chords, and again. And of course, it's cowbell, and you can't have too much cowbell, as Will Ferrell told us on Saturday Night Live. So the cowbell is wonderful. I still really like the cowbell, actually. It's something about it that's rock solid somehow. And of course, when you're recording cowbell, a lot of things determine if it works. And one is having the right cowbell, because they can sound pretty horrific if you have the wrong one, especially if there's a cow attached to it.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, April Wine. This is episode number 4 about their fourth album from 1975 called Stand Back. This actually became the first album by a Canadian band to go platinum in Canada, and it eventually went double platinum, riding on the success of two hit singles, Tonight is a Wonderful Time to Fall in Love and I Wouldn't Want to Lose Your Love. Stand Back was produced by Gene Cornish and Dino Danelli from the Young Rascals. On the album cover, we get the band members standing behind a cannon. I guess if you're going to fire a cannon, you need to stand back. This record opens with a song by bassist Jim Clench called Ooh, What a Night. Not a terrible opening song, but I don't think the chorus is great. The guitar solo section is pretty awesome, and this is better produced than the last album, but I don't love this song. The chorus is pretty lame, but like I said, I do like the guitar work. Second song on the album is called Don't Push Me Around, a very cool rocker from Miles Goodwin. I like the guitar work better on the previous song, but the melodies are better on this song. Thank you. third song on the album is called Come Hear the Band, and it's too mellow. I would say there's a pretty obvious David Bowie influence, except Bowie wrote better melodies, and this song ends up being pretty lame. And Dean's got a set of drums, and I borrowed this whole guitar. We're hoping someday we'll all go far, and maybe we'll write a tune and drive in a limousine, see a picture in a magazine. The fourth song on the album is called Slowpoke, and the vocal by Miles Goodwin was slowed down in the studio. This song is terrible. I don't know what else to say. It is not funny. It is simply awful. Side one ends with a song called Victim for Your Love, a pretty cool song. I actually prefer the heavier vibe of the rock songs on the previous couple of albums. This is another song where I detect a David Bowie influence. Maybe on this record they're just trying to make the heavier songs more commercial, but this one falls a little flat.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once, new quick charge function, three customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the record over, side two begins with a song from Jim Clench called Baby Done Got Some Soul. Oh no, a horrible song from Mr. Clench. I hate it. Up next is one of those hit singles from the album, I Wouldn't Want to Lose Your Love. This is a contrived ballad, like they were trying to write a hit, and it worked, but the song is pretty weak.
I'd never hurt you or mean you any harm. Darling, can't you see?
Third song on side two is called Highway Hard Run, a rather lame attempt at an adventurous arrangement for a rock song. I don't really like this one. They really hit the mark with this kind of a song on the previous couple of albums, but this song just feels like they're trying too hard and it's more calculated but less inspired. Up next is a song called Not For You, Not For Rock and Roll. And all of a sudden, this album comes alive. This is a driving, yet poppy rock song. Comes together very well. Very nice melodies. I like this song quite a bit. Next is a song called Wouldn't Want Your Love Any Other Way. Holy shit. This is a brilliant, amazing power pop song. I absolutely love this song. One of, if not my favorite, April Wine song. Killer melodies. A++. And the album ends with the hit single, Tonight is a Wonderful Time to Fall in Love. A very simple, basic, dumbed down kind of pop ballad. It's depressing that something this generic and obvious would become a hit when the previous song, Wouldn't Want Your Love Any Other Way, which is brilliant, wasn't even released as a single. It's this song that is the hit single. And it's just, you know, paint by numbers, very little to offer. All right, so that's it for Stand Back. We get one of the band's best songs, Wouldn't Want Your Love Any Other Way, but overall, not a great album. After the album came out, the band went on tour with Heart, but following the tour, Jim Clench left the band to join Bachman Turner Overdrive and was replaced by a guy named Steve Lang. So join me tomorrow when we will talk about the band's next album, The Whole World's Going Crazy. It's falling in love. The two of us together, oh yeah, doing things the way we do. And nothing seems to matter, oh no, as long as I can. And you know she can feel it, 'cause that's the way she likes.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.